Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of modern Stoicism wisdom. Today we're diving into something that feels more important than ever. Cultivating inner peace and calmness in a world that seems determined to throw everything it has at us. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? You know, juggling work deadlines, family obligations, social media pressure, the list goes on. It can be exhausting, right? But what if I told you there's a way to navigate all of that without losing your cool? That's where the ancient wisdom of Stoicism comes in. It's not about becoming some Zen master living in a mountaintop cave, although this sounds pretty amazing. It's about developing practical tools to manage our thoughts, emotions, and reactions, essentially, finding that inner oasis amidst the chaos. Nah, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Absolutely. But hear me out. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything's peaky keen. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and choosing how to respond in a way that brings us peace, rather than letting them control us. Let's break down 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help you cultivate inner peace. 1. Focus on what you can control. This is the golden rule of Stoicism. We get so caught up worrying about things outside our sphere of influence, traffic, other people's opinions, global events, seriously, who needs that stress? But guess what? We can't control any of that. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself playing a video game. You can't control the obstacles thrown your way, but you can control how you navigate them. Do you panic and run headfirst into danger? Or do you strategize, adapt, and find a way to overcome the challenge? Stoicism is all about leveling up your inner game. 2. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is crucial for finding inner peace. When our minds are racing with thoughts about the past or anxieties about the future, we miss out on the beauty and richness of the present. Mindfulness techniques like meditation or even just taking a few deep breaths can help you anchor yourself in the here and now. 3. Reframe negative thoughts. Our brains love to play tricks on us, often focusing on the negative. But what if we could reframe those negative thoughts into something more constructive? Instead of thinking, "I'm so stressed," try saying, "This is a challenging situation, but I can handle it." It's about shifting your perspective and choosing to see the silver lining even in tough times. 4. Embrace gratitude. Seriously, gratitude is like magic. When you focus on what you're thankful for, big or small, it shapes your entire outlook. It helps you appreciate the good things in your life and reduces the power of negative emotions. Try keeping a gratitude journal or simply taking a few moments each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. You might be surprised by how much this simple practice can change your mood. 5. Live in accordance with virtue. Stoicism emphasizes living a virtuous life, being honest, courageous, just, and wise. These virtues are not just abstract concepts, they are practical guidelines that help us make ethical decisions and build meaningful relationships. When you live in alignment with your values, you create a sense of inner peace and fulfillment that transcends external circumstances. Okay, so imagine this. You're at work, right? Your boss throws a curveball, deadlines are looming, and everyone's feeling the pressure. That's when it hits, the stress monster starts to rear its ugly head. But you've got your Stoic toolkit ready. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can control your reaction, and focus on the tasks at hand. You reframe those negative thoughts, thinking, "This is a challenge, but I'm capable of handling it." You practice gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow, and you remind yourself of your commitment to being honest, fair, and helpful, virtues that bring inner peace even amidst the chaos. See? Stoicism isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Remember, cultivating inner peace is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of calm and moments of turmoil. But by applying these principles, you can navigate life's challenges with more grace, resilience, and serenity. So go out there and practice what we've talked about. I want to hear your thoughts. How are you incorporating these tools into your daily life? Share your experiences on social media, leave a comment below, or tag me in your posts. Let's build a community of modern Stoics who support each other on this journey to inner peace. Until next time, stay calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.